a developing story where we are learning more today about how the conflict in the Middle East could impact Alaska's energy market. Augusta McDonald has been following this story all week. And Augusta, what changes are you monitoring right now?
Yes, Ariana, I've been looking at how the destruction of a liquefied natural gas plant in Qatar could influence efforts to build an LNG pipeline across Alaska. The Alaska LNG project is a major energy infrastructure initiative. You're probably familiar with it. They want to build a pipeline that would transport natural gas from the North Slope to South Central Alaska. Now, this project is led by Glenfarne Group, which has a 75% stake. And project leaders say they want to deliver 20 million metric tons annually to primarily Asian market buyers. And that's a key detail because the LNG facility that was hit by an Iranian counterstrike in Qatar just days ago supplied 20% of the world's liquefied natural gas. And 80% of that product went to Asian markets. Qatar Energy's Rosslauen complex was taken offline on Monday, with Reuters now reporting it's not expected to be operating again for weeks. In a statement from Glenfarne, Alaska, LNG spokesperson Tim Fitzpatrick had this to say, quote, global events repeatedly show the strategic advantage of Alaska LNG's location as the only U.S. source of LNG with direct Pacific access, avoiding contested waters and choke points. And to that point, he's referring here to shipping delays through the critical Strait of Hormuz due to the conflict, and saying further, Glenfarne is working closely with Asian LNG buyers to accelerate commercial agreements and complete Alaska LNG.